Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, in Pinellas County, a drunk woman was spotted driving on three tires. 49-year-old Anna Louise Keller. She told deputies that she did not realize that she was driving around on three tires. According to Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, they arrested her because they got multiple 911 calls saying someone was driving a dark gray Nissan recklessly, no passenger side front tire. And they said they conducted a traffic stop so they could do a welfare check. And then as they spoke to her, they could smell the alcohol. And then she admitted that she had been drinking and told deputies that she was entirely unaware that her tire was just gone, like gone, no tire, nothing. I don't even know how the car moves.
I don't believe her.
Yeah, they said she failed. Now, this is not shocking. She failed her sobriety test and that her blood alcohol concentration was 0.160.
Whoa, that's twice the legal limit.
Yeah, it's 0.08 is the legal limit. They found in the passenger side, they found four empty Busch Light beers. Ew. I mean, golly. And so she got a DUI. But they said that because when they pulled her over, they found a receipt for them. And it was the same day, just like an hour before. So she like chugged these things and then went. I think she's having a bad day, probably. Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. Let's see here. So this Florida man, he got arrested because he smacked a Walgreens manager in the face with a Bible on Easter. I mean, I've heard of Bible thumping, but this is a whole new. He got charged with felony battery. So this guy, this 35-year-old, he apparently stole shoes and a box of Cheez-Its from Walmart. And he got into an argument with an employee about some headphones that he wanted to buy. The store manager got involved, said that he should leave. And then he had a brown Bible in his hand and hit her in the face right with it. So he got posted $5,000 bail and was released from Pinellas County Jail on Monday. So a lot happened in Pinellas County here. And that is kind of interesting. Huh. A Florida man was mauled by two sharks when he slipped off a boat in the Bahamas. 24-year-old Florida man. He fell into shark-infested waters, and they punctured his kneecap. A shark just missed an artery. He's expected to make a full recovery. I'm nervous about this. By the way, the bite on his leg is like his whole thigh. That's crazy. And it is very much shark infested. And he was trying to get to safety and they just like went into a frenzy. There was like some video of it, like bad video. And they were just like, the water was just agitating because there were so many sharks. And oh my gosh, that's like slightly, ever so slightly terrifying, right? Let me do this one. Clearwater, the outgoing mayor made an obscene gesture because he gaveled the session and then he turned to the audience and gave them a one-finger salute. You can't be doing that. Of course, our partners that help bring you free radio, it's our friends over, brought to you by Kel-Tec, the sub 2K. It's out shipping. If you haven't gotten it yet, you got to check it out. It reads the sub 2000 on the website. It's an awesome 9mm carbine. I just think it's fun because the whole thing folds in half. I have the previous iteration of this. Now, the Gen 3, they've done some updates on the Gen 3. So previously with the other versions, you would have to detach your optics in order to fold it in half. But you don't have to with the Gen 3. They have this twist and fold motion, single twist and fold motion in either direction. And it folds in half without you having to detach your optics, which is nice. And it deploys just as easily as well. It also takes Glock mags. Glock 19 mags fit flush. And they have Glock 17 and stick mags. They fit with the mag extending past the grip. There's a redesigned trigger. So the mechanics allow for a lighter 5-pound pull that translates into greater accuracy. They've updated the action. It means for easy racking. You also have to have softer recoil too. This is based in Florida. It's a made in America, family owned company. They're actually an American story come to life. And they're innovative. They're passionate about it. And they are determined to make 2A affordable. And and they support your rights as well. So learn more about Kel-Tec's Sub-2K Gen 3. Visit KelTecWeapons.com, KELTECweapons.com, and tell them Dana sent you. I saw this story. I wanted to touch on it real quick because I'm amazed how this has just gotten so crazy. So in Britain, because they keep going after J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author, because she has blank you money, right? And she's still making hits, hit after hit. She's a factory. And as long as she's making money for people, you know, she's protected and she's got a, you know, she's got a decent amount of money already. And so they accused her of cruelty. Now, first off, I'm trying to figure out what the cruelty is. Like, what party is actually guilty of cruelty here? Because she was remarking on this story of a dude who is a referee, and he is a manager in the top five in the top five divisions of English women's football, aka in the United States soccer. And he's taken over at Sutton United. So he's a manager. He's a dude. He has a weenus. These are facts. All right. So it's a dude who is managing a women's football team in Britain. But they're trying to act like him doing this is more historic than a woman doing this. Because he's a dude who cosplays as a woman. He's got a wig and he wears some makeup. And he's got, you know, he grew his hair out and I guess he got a boob job. I don't know. So he's doing this. She comes out and says, because she had a tweet about it and they've been going after her over this. She had tweeted, quote, "When I was young, all the football managers were straight, white, middle-aged blokes. So it's fantastic to see how much things have changed." Because he is a white, straight, well, he's not, he's straight. He's just decides to dress as a woman, white, middle-aged bloke. So she's making a joke. And everyone says that she's cruel to make a joke like this. What's the cruelty? These people say that observing basic scientific fact is cruel. And it's cruel if you don't go along with someone else's self-perception, even if they're mentally ill. You see what I'm saying? If this guy saw himself as having one arm and he decided to saw off his arm, would you still be celebrating? Because it's an arm, it's a penis, it's one thing after, I mean, you know, this is what's happening. And they're calling her cruel, but it's not cruel for men to disenfranchise women off women's sports teams. Or to kick your daughters off of their varsity team and relegate them to the bench because they're taking over their positions on the court or on the field or elsewhere. That's not cruel. But this dude's got a ween because he's a dude. So this idea of, well, he's an openly transgender, he's a dude who dresses as a chick. Okay? That's not an achievement. It's not a feat. That's not demonstration of some sort of athletic skill. This idea that we have to celebrate somebody who decides that their self-perception has to be affirmed by everyone else in the world in order for it to be real is becoming, it's beyond annoying. It's frustrating because now they're hijacking the realities of other women and demanding that these women alter their realities, their understanding of science and biology and basic fact and observable truth, and alter their realities to accommodate a man who is demanding that women affirm his self-perception. It's not about it's not about tolerance. It was never about tolerance. That was just a word to bait people into lowering their guard. It's about affirmation. And it's really not even affirmation. It's about acclimation and demanding that you bend the knee. That's what it is. See, women, they're all about celebrating the left, women's choices, except the choice to observe scientific fact. They're all about celebrating women's choices, except the choice to not say that a dude who's cosplaying as a chick is a she. The moment that a woman decides to exercise a choice about scientific-based pronouns, then she's branded a TERF or a bigot. So, you know, everybody can tick off about, you know, women's choices and pro-choice and all that stuff. There's no choice for women. There's only one choice. And if you don't do it, then you are abused, just like the patriarchy that feminists say abuse women in the first place. It is such a mind job. You're called a TERF. You're abused. It's psychological and physical. I've seen videos of women hit in the face because they called a dude with a penis a dude. And they wouldn't affirm his deranged perception that he's a chick. So spare me all of the nonsense about pro-choice. You rat-ass bigots don't even care anything about choice. It's all about making and force, and that's what it's about. Forcing women to do something. And the patriarchy got these dumb broads in the matriarchy to go along with it. That's the ultimate burn. You've got third and fourth wave feminists that are forcing other women to bend the knee. Hell, men don't even need to raise their fists anymore because they got these dumbass women doing it for them. So they've been going to J.K. Rowling over this nonstop because she said something that's true. And they're like, can you believe she compared him to a man? She said she's a man. She's like, she's accused of cruelty. She's so cruel. She mocked him by comparing him to a man. She's like, I didn't compare him to a man. He is a man. Joe Biden actually gave a speech over the weekend where he was talking about Mother's Day. And then he actually said, protect women's sports. Can you believe that? The guy who decided to completely destroy Title IX. And Title IX was not without its faults in the beginning. But this is the bait and switch that you saw that was set up by third wave feminists, second wave feminists, really, towards the end of the second wave. First wave, as you know, was Susan B. Anthony, Right to Vote. Second wave began as equal pay in a meritocracy because second wave was meritocracy based until towards the end. When you got, you know, these Gloria Steinems and the Linda Hirschmans and all of these other dumb broads out there, and they decided to get involved. And then they ushered in third wave, which was about punishing men, all men for everything. And then third wave led to fourth wave. So it became, I am a woman. I am equal to man. I am a man. That's what it all became. So now we're in 11,000th wave. That's where we're at now. And all of this, what gets me, he gets out there and he talks about, oh, well, yeah, he actually said, give a speech. He's like, well, yeah, we should have got to protect women's sports, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. You can't even define what a woman is. They keep using the phrase birthing person in actual medical manuals. But then they're going to celebrate Mother's Day. This is I will never understand why white suburban women are voting hand over fist for Joe Biden and Democrats when they are the ones who bitch the absolute loudest about women in women's sports, men taking over women's sports. They are the ones who complain the loudest about equality. They are the ones who complain the loudest about meritocracy. And you are voting for an administration that is ushering in policy that is suffocating meritocracy and promoting people based upon their male chromosomes if they cosplay as females. Don't act like you're saving the world. You're helping to shove it to hell faster. That's what you're doing. It's just wild. Gets out there and says, oh yes, we got to protect women's sports. Title IX. You know, he gutted Title IX. Because remember, they define gender as anything that you choose to identify as. So it's pointless anymore. And all of those feminists that made a cottage industry at selling this stuff to women with Title IX, where are they at now? Where are all of the bra burners at now? They made such fat bank and charged five figures to give speeches on this stuff. Where are they for women's sports? Where are they for female representation? Where are they for any of this? They're MIA. Hey, they did what they needed to do. It wasn't about advancing women. It was about advancing their bank accounts. They're sellouts. That's a fancy word for prostitute. The time is now to revolutionize how you approach health and wellness. So I want to introduce you to Lumen. It's a groundbreaking handheld metabolic coach. And with Lumen, you can track your metabolism through your breath and get real-time insights on whether you're burning fat or carbs. And the best part is that the Lumen app provides tailored guidance to enhance your nutrition, your workouts, your sleep cycles, even stress management. So it works pretty easy. You just breathe into your Lumen device first thing in the morning and you get this snapshot of your metabolism for the day along with a personalized nutrition plan. And plus you can use it before and after workouts and meals, ensuring that you're always in tune with what's happening in your body. It helps to helps you read your body's signals, and it gives you an accurate metabolic reading, whereas you usually would have to go to a lab for that. Your metabolism is your body's engine, and it powers everything that you do. So optimizing it with Lumen means easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, better sleep. So if you're ready to take the next step in your health journey, head over to lumen.me and use code DanaShow for $100 off your Lumen device. Remember, that's lumen.me, lumen.me. And don't forget to use code DanaShow for $100 off. Thanks to Lumen for sponsoring this episode and helping everybody achieve their health goals.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This story makes me so mad because I love Steve Buscemi. Steve Buscemi was punched in the face, one of those random street attacks in New York City. Buscemi is 66 years old. He was seen with a black eye days after he got punched in the face in a random street attack in New York City. It was at 11:48 a.m. He was just approached by this rando who hit him right in the face, and the assailant fled. And the guy who did it, he's still at large. No arrests have been made. But he was just on Third Avenue. He's apparently there doing a movie. And yeah, they got punched right in the face. That is crazy. And so he's got visible injuries. But this is how, like, there are all these people, famous and not famous, that are talking about how these, like, what are they? It started in St. Louis. What do they call them? Knockout game? Yeah. I don't even think it's a game for people anymore. I think they're just, like, running up and just hitting random people in the face. Old ladies, kids. It's crazy. This car... Amazon. When is Amazon not hitting people? An Amazon-owned Zoox self-driving vehicle. Now they're facing an investigation because they've had not one but two rear-end collisions. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that they've opened up an investigation into their self-driving Zoox vehicles because these things keep braking for, like, no reason. And they said that they're trying to figure out what the problem is, and until then, they probably shouldn't be on the road because they keep causing accidents. Doesn't matter if someone's driving them or not, does it? Just saying. That's we're putting too much confidence in these auto driving vehicles. I'm just saying. There are a surprisingly high number of adults in the United States at risk of heart syndrome. That's what NBC is saying now, but it's not the facts, quote unquote facts, guys. Research has found that adults younger than 45 are not as healthy as previously assumed. They said nearly 90% of adults over age 20 now are at risk of developing heart disease. But it's not the facts. The American Heart Association alerted doctors in October about the cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome. It's a condition that affects major organs. And they said that they've been looking. It's a decade's worth of data from 10,000 people. So I don't know. I do think that a lot of people, because of inflammation, I do think that there are more heart issues that they're not aware of. But I also think a hell of a lot of people got these experimental government injections. And by the way, if anyone at YouTube wants to penalize us for saying that, you can take all the middle fingers that I have and my audience has, and you can go sit and spin. Also, let's see what else we got. Oh, I'm not talking about this older one. Old people and STDs. You people. Kane says not that old people aren't innocent. I'm just saying, you know.
You know, what does the public, what do you owe the public, I guess, especially workers who are concerned that they're not going to get this money?
Well, like the same posture of expression that I did in January on this, when I signed the bill and read my signature related to the bill and the commitment that I just made to you and reinforced today that it will get done before the end of the fiscal year.
You had said you had some concerns about it then. Can you explain a little bit more?
I'm gonna say with respect, and I appreciate the work you've done on this and the articles, and I think that's really important, and I thank you for that. We've got a few weeks to land this, and I want to land it in a way that works for everybody and fulfills the commitments we made, and that's just my responsibility. I just want to leave it at that at this moment.
I'll move on.
Oof. That reporter, I don't think, was forceful enough.
Nope.
I mean, they go, oh, Newsom was called out by a reporter. I'm like, that doesn't sound like he was called out by a reporter. That just sounds like a reporter was asking a question that seemed legitimate, but like she didn't, I think she could have like pushed him a lot more. They have a $45 billion deficit in California. It is such a huge shortfall that they're having to like take some austerity measures here. They spent $24 billion trying to solve homelessness over 5 years. But then it came out, according to a very damning report, and that they didn't track any of it. Yes. Like they literally did not track whether or not any of the $24 billion that they had spent on the homeless people, they didn't track whether or not it actually was helping the homeless people. They had no way to compare. Were they getting jobs? Were they getting like what? They didn't do any of it. Auditors slammed them over it. They said there was no transparency, literally no accountability. And they said that they spent billions from 2018 to 2023, $24 billion. On what? Well, they can't tell you. And in fact, during that time, homelessness increased in California. They were spending $24 billion to reduce homelessness, and they actually grew it. It grew by over 6%. Since 2013, the numbers have exploded by 53%. And in the past 2 years, it grew 6%. So they looked at a number of these, I guess, schemes that they were spending money on. To, like, for instance, they said that one of the plans where they were converting hotel and motel rooms into housing at the expense of the taxpayer to solve homelessness. They said that that was the only thing that they could actually kind of track, but everything else they said they could not even evaluate it because there was no data. They literally made it worse. I mean, they can't judge any outcome really before or after, but they do know that homelessness has increased in the past couple of years. This is wild. That they did this. Is it unsurprising though? Is this really surprising though? Because, like, for instance, in San Francisco, one of the programs that they had, this is wild, is they were giving money for, it was homeless vodka shots. I don't even know how to, they were giving beer and vodka to homeless alcoholics. And they said it was beer, wine and vodka shots. And they spent $5 million a year on liquor to do this. And they said that they were served by nurses. It was their managed alcohol program. And they said it was drinking in a more controlled manner. Canes, yeah. So they would either hand out, I think the details are 1.7 ounces of vodka or a liqueur of some sort, 5 ounces of wine, which is one glass, or 12 ounces of beer. Yep. Yeah, all right, over there, Kane. Yeah. You know, for the homeless, taxpayer funded.
Is this okay? So they thought they could control heroin use by just providing heroin?
Well, it would be the same thing, but I don't even know when. The thing is they never had any kind of public hearing on this. They never took this to the taxpayers. They just decided to start spending money on it. Somebody had the grand idea in San Francisco, and this is one of the things that they were spending money on. And they just, $5 million a year. And the details of it were not widely discovered until it just accidentally came out. Because there was a guy who, I guess, like where he ended up discovering it after he walked into the former former hotel where it was happening. And he said he was appalled and that he was like, I'm no doctor or expert, but what in the world? But they're spending millions of dollars to do this. They never had any kind of public hearing for it. They never did anything for it. Nothing. So I don't know. I mean, that's just like one of the things that they were doing and they were under fire for it. That's like, I mean, there's like so much stuff in San Francisco, but there's no recovery in it. Like, that's the thing. Like, they were doing this. They were spending $5 million a year on this. But where is the recovery? That's the big question. I mean, it doesn't it didn't lead anybody into recovery. And shouldn't that have been like the goal, right? You think if you're going to do something this extravagant? I mean, it's what they spent. This guy and Gavin Newsom wants to be president someday. They can't control. They have no idea where to. And so there's just dodging questions on an audio soundbite 10. This is what this is the kind of stuff that he blamed their massive $45 billion deficit on. Listen to this spin.
What we didn't anticipate is these rain bombs in December, January, February, and March. These atmospheric rivers that led to a federal declaration that led to FEMA and the IRS moving in a direction where we couldn't collect our taxes until, I believe, November 16th, as opposed to April 15th. And so therein lied this blackout period that beguiled all of us, the LAO, finance, economists, experts. And interestingly, I mean, has been at the White House recently, had an impact in terms of the IRS collections as well.
It's the rain. The rain and climate change. That's why they have, you know, $45 billion shortfall. It's so easy to blame everything on climate change, right? I mean, it's, you know, vague scientific theory that doesn't even have general consensus of the community. It's easy to just use it as like the catch-all for it, right? Our policies didn't work. It's climate change. We spent $24 million to help the homeless. $24 billion over 5 years to help the homeless, and we didn't track any of where the money was going. And now the homelessness rate increased by 6% in the state, and we have a $45 billion shortfall. Climate change made us do it. The climate change made them spend half of their budget shortfall on trying to deal with the homeless and then only to increase it by 6%.
Damn climate change.
Telling you what, shenanigans. Climate shenanigans. I would not let this guy within 100 yards of like a bank account, much less the federal treasury or anything else. Just asinine.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.